Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. Today's episode is brought to you by me, the guy who runs this podcast. Point to Point, it's the show where a out-of-practice host tries to remember what this podcast is about. I drive from point to point to deal with all this morning commuting and try to get to a point. Today's point, I mean, honestly, the point today is, holy shit, everyone. I'm still kind of reeling a little bit from how well the Fallout project I've been working on for a while now has resonated with folks. And I mean, if you were listening to this, odds are you have watched it or you've heard me ramble about it. So thank you. It's been really wild to see people come out of the woodwork and kind of see it and kind of blow my expectations of what some of the video essay work I can do actually does. So honestly, like, it's amazing. Thanks for taking the time to watch it. I've kind of been just absolutely floored the past week-ish of people watching it and kind of watching the numbers steadily go up. It's wild. Tiny success in the realm of YouTube, but just really blew my expectations out of the water, and I really appreciate it. And I guess, like, because of that, I'm also sorry, because it has now done the terrible thing where any unexpected success in projects like this tend to embolden people to do even crazier things. And I have some good ideas. I've got some projects I've been working on that I'm really excited to kind of take it to the next level and do some interesting stuff with. I guess, and you know, we've probably got a bit of a shorter commute today, so I kind of want to dig into that as a bit of a thank you to for watching the Fallout video and kind of hanging around on this point-to-point adventure, so you can kind of get an idea of where my head's at and kind of where my next sites are aimed, I guess, where I want to go with it. And I have basically three video projects in differing levels of writing and production that I've been working on that I'm kind of really looking forward to getting out there, especially after this Fallout one. The first is, I've talked about it before, but the Avowed video. It has, like, kind of ballooned past what I had ever expected it to be. It kind of went from article that I was writing to now it is a full-blown script, and that script involves discussion of classic surrealist art and the reviews from prominent philosophers on that art, and kind of relaying that back to what is going on in Avowed and why there is this kind of feeling that open world RPGs aren't telling all of the stories that you think they should be from the perspectives that you expect them to. I think that one's gonna be, it is looking like it is going to be my longest one yet. And that's probably no surprise if you have seen my YouTube watch history, which I won't extol you with now, but let's just say there's a lot more folding ideas in H Bomber Guy in there than there has been recently, otherwise. So I this is probably one of the videos that I'm the most kind of not concerned about, because listen, we've got a tiny amount of subscribers and a tiny amount of views. If this doesn't work, it's fine. It'll probably do slightly better than my others, you know, smaller videos anyways, but it's the most out there. The follow video is about nostalgia, and I think the A to B to C on that one is pretty easy to follow. This one, the Avowed video, is going to go kind of all over the place. And I'm excited for that, because it's really coming together in the scripting process. But yeah, that one's going to require a seatbelt to kind of strap into and kind of hold on for the ride. The next video that I'm working on, this one's also in the scripting phase, so we'll see which one of these scripts finish up faster, and that'll kind of figure out which one I start production on a little bit more. But I've been, ever since I finished that playthrough of Wolfenstein the New Order in, gosh, when was that? That must have been April, I guess. I must have finished that up in early April. That's all on the YouTube channel. You can watch through it and kind of see me experience that game for the first time. But that game has been in the back of my mind, like, constantly. And I'm thinking about a lot of the stuff in there, you know, for obvious world reasons and also just, like, general video game reasons. And I have, I think this is probably not a coincidence, but around the time I was ending my playthrough of that game, I was also listening to a most recent episode of 99% Invisible, which is a design podcast that I really enjoy. It digs into architecture and things like that. But this particular one was kind of laser targeted at me, a person who is currently playing Wolfenstein New Order. And it was about Germania and a very large piece of concrete in Berlin. Basically, the plan for reinventing the architectural style and kind of the philosophy of buildings in Nazi Germany. And you see that played out actually pretty well in the New Order. And I kind of, I have this idea that I want to kind of expand on about, you know, I won't spoil the big thing here, but my like somewhat clickbaity idea for it is like, what is actually the most evil thing in Wolfenstein? And my angle is it's the concrete. Like what is the actual worst thing in Wolfenstein? And there's, you know, a lot of societal stuff in there, and it's, you know, it's talking about how do you make concrete on the moon? But just using concrete as a symbol of authoritarianism and kind of all of that stuff is where that video is angled. I'm still working through some of the kinks of that. And one of the kinks ends up being, how do I make this not like the most abysmal bummer of all time? And also, you know, how do you handle the topic of, you know, the worst evil thing in the fake Nazi rise to power that, you know, is an inanimate object in a regime that did some, you know, truly horrific, awful stuff. But, you know, we're working through it. That's all the scripting process. And then the third one, you've probably heard my thoughts on now, two or three times. But I continue to think more about the idea of South of Midnight and how I want to cover that game, because I need to cover that game. I need to do something with it. And there's like some stories that I feel more able to tell with that game than, you know, other folks. And I think the thing that I'm going to angle on is, you know, a little bit larger than just South of Midnight, but the idea of, you know, why is the combat bad? And kind of digging into this thing that we say when we talk about a game and we kind of talk about things that we like and things that we don't like. And then we kind of ascribe this notion of good or bad to it and kind of digging into, okay, like what does it mean when you say the combat is bad? And I've kind of digged into that, into some of the other stuff I've said on this show specifically about my feelings about South of Midnight. But I kind of want to dig into it a little bit further and kind of talk about like violence in games as a means to progress the theme versus violence in games for, you know, the power dynamics versus, you know, just because you need to, as like a, you know, a gameplay trope almost that we see in games. And I think that video is going to be a good way to expand on that and explore the idea, because like there is a very good game in South of Midnight, and there is a reason that they added combat to it, and I don't necessarily know if I agree with that reason, but I do believe that it is the reason that game is not as good as it should be, and it has a lot to do with the combat and how it is deployed and how it is used thematically and how it is used as like a gameplay mechanic. So I'm the hottest off of that one just because I just finished South of Midnight the other day. But I have a lot of thoughts about that. And the more I think about it, a review is just not the space to talk through that stuff. Like a review, like my review of South of Midnight is you should play it. You should play through chapter 3. And if it's not working for you on a storytelling level, then it's not for you. If it's not working for you on a combat level, you should explore turning that off and continue to work on the story, because it's a really good game that has like a really good heart to it. It just has parts that don't really work for me. And I want to explore why that is. And, you know, especially when we talk about like the combat being bad or the story is bad or, you know, the platforming is bad. Like let's dig into that and maybe talk about why that might be. But yeah, that's kind of what I have slated for the near future. I mean, kind of like I said in that, the behind the scenes on the Fallout video, this shit takes time, right? Like, who knows when any of these three, if any of these three come out. You know, I'm pretty sure that Avowed one is going to anyways, but yeah, it's going to take some time. But thank you again for supporting the video stuff. It's been a super cool thing, and I've been talking to Logan about it behind the scenes a lot, and I think it's kind of started getting the traction now where he's also very interested in doing this, and his flavor of video stuff that he wants to do is a little bit different than mine. So I'm excited for both of us to kind of get in there and kind of mess around and start putting stuff out there, because it's really fun. It's a fun thing to do, and I'm really enjoying myself. But yeah, thanks so much for hanging out on this drive with me. This is going to be the end of this episode. I am here. I gotta catch that train. 70%complete.com is the website. You can go there. Links to the Discord where you can join us and kind of chat around in there. We also, we joined up with the Short Game Long Talk folks. So, if you like that show, which I was on a couple months ago now, go check it out. We're currently talking about Outer Wilds, a fantastic game that Eric from Short Game Long Talk has not played before. So, that's been a fun time. And then, let's see. Yeah, that's it. You know, you know the drill. Those are the links. Go watch the YouTube video if you haven't already, or find some of the old stuff in there. There's some stuff I'm really proud of in there that, you know, if you like what I'm bringing in the Fallout video, you'll like the rest of it. It's coming from the same place. But yeah, thanks for hanging out, and I'm gonna go catch this train. See ya. Bye.